This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Calls on members of parliament not to fail South Africans, and the cold and wet weather will continue today. It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police has called for an inquiry into gang-related crime and violence in the country. The committee says this inquiry is necessary to address the scourge of crime. The inquiry will investigate causes of gang violence and related crimes like money laundering, dealing in drugs and extortion. It will target gang kingpins. The committee is finalising its programme for the inquiry. Build One South Africa leader Musi Maimane has called on members of parliament not to fail South Africans. Members of parliament held a debate yesterday. Maimane reminded the House that South Africans expect services that include the delivery of water, economic growth and quality education. Maimane says South Africa will only be free when everyone prospers. Vusimuzi Katmatlala will appear in the Johannesburg High Court today. Matlala and four others face charges of orchestrating the failed assassinations of his ex-girlfriend, a businessman and a music producer. His defense team alleges that the prosecutors in the case are intentionally withholding evidence. Matlala's wife, Tsakane, is also among the accused in the case. The wet, windy and cold weather will continue in parts of the country today. According to the South African Weather Service, snowfall is expected in the Eastern Cape today, while disruptive rainfall will continue in the Western Cape. The bad weather claimed its first victim in the Western Cape yesterday when an employee of the Provincial Department of Social Development died in an accident. The 37-year-old woman died when a tree fell on her car in Knysna. Members of the public are urged to drive with caution and remain safe in affected areas. Just Money Operations Manager Peter Wasserfall says it is important for consumers to build a shock absorber emergency fund. Wasserfall was speaking during an interview. He explains that savings should be a fixed expense that households budget for every month. Wasserfall says emergency funds should only be used when unexpected expenses or income disruptions occur. International news. Israel says it has carried out attacks that targeted a commander of Hezbollah in Lebanon. The attack was the first to hit Beirut after the ceasefire agreement last month. The Jewish state says it targeted Hezbollah's operatives who harmed its soldiers. Israel has carried out several attacks in Lebanon this year, claiming that it is targeting the Hezbollah military group. And sports news, Paris Saint-Germain secured their place in the Champions League final after a 1-1 draw away to Bayern Munich sealed a thrilling 6-5 aggregate victory. Ousmane Dembele struck inside the opening 3 minutes to put the defending champions in control, with Harry Kane grabbing a late consolation goal for Bayern in stoppage time. PSG will now face Premier League leaders Arsenal and the final in Budapest on Monday the 30th as they chase back-to-back Champions League titles. Finally, your financial indicators. Gold was selling at $4,695.26 a short while ago, and a barrel of Brent crude cost $101.86. One US dollar costs R16.37, one British pound costs R22.27, and a euro R19.25. One Bitcoin is currently trading at $80,865.51. That brings us to the end of this news bulletin on Radio Lisa and Cape Pulpit. Our next bulletin will be at 9 o'clock.
Get up and go breakfast. Weather.
Die weervooruitsigte vir vandag, Pretoria is gedeeltelik bewolk 17, Johannesburg bewolk met 3 en 14, Kaapstad en Durban, gedeeltelik bewolk, Kaapstad 19, Durban 25, Bloemfontein, Upington, Port Elizabeth en Oos-London, allemaal bewolk met reën, Bloemfontein 11, Upington 16, Port Elizabeth 17 en Oos-London 18 grade. Durban gedeeltelik, of ek het gesê Durban, excuse, Polokwane is sonnig met 18 grade die maximum. Grabouw vandag is bewolk met reën, 17 die maximum, ook so verwoester, bewolk met reën, 17 grade verwoester, en dan Parel vandag is gedeeltelik bewolk met reën, 19 grade die maximum temperatuur.
Get up and go breakfast. Traffic.
Verkeer hier in die Wes-Kaap, neem kennis van die volgende stilstaande voertuig op die die R300 en dis al by die N1 uitgaande Stellenberg en dit kan vertragings veroorsaak. Daar is ook 'n stilstaande voertuig op Platte Kloof weg en dit is die N1 uitgaande, so neem kennis daarvan asseblief. Van ongeluk op N1 inkomend by Gielbason, die linkerskouer van die pad is versper as gevolg daarvan. Verkeersnuus vanuit Gauteng, stilstaande voertuig op die N1 suidelike rigting by Atterbury, ook druk verkeer in die rigting van Winnie Mandela Rylaan en stadig bewegende verkeer in die rigting van Oxfordstraat. En daai is jou verkeersnuus net hier op Radio Disa en Kaapse Kansel. Hartlik welkom weer eens op hierdie donderdag die 7de Mei. Is altyd 'n voorreg om saam met jou te kan kuier. Oor so 5 minute van nou, bietjie vroeër as gewoonlik, gesels ons met professor Dion Foster van Vrye Universiteit Amsterdam en ook Universiteit Stellenbosch. Die rede vir die bietjie vroeër vandag is dat die man is op die treine daar in Europa. So dis 'n bietjie lawaaierig en hy gaan probeer om so 'n stil plekkie te kry. So hy het gevra ek moet net so 'n paar minute voor die tyd kontak. So bly ingeskakel vir dit.
Besoek nou ons webtuiste en maak jou bydrae met Payfast. Jy kan ook jou bydrae gee deur 'n debiet.
Nou is dit tyd om te gesels met professor Dion Foster van die Vrye Universiteit Amsterdam en ook Universiteit Stellenbosch. Hy is tussen treine op die oomblik. Good morning, Professor Foster. How are you?
Hi, Anton. And we went on air, the lady decided to make her announcement. Yeah, I'm standing on the platform here in Utrecht today on my way to Zurich, actually, by train to go and speak at a conference there. So, and it's a beautiful, beautiful spring day in the Netherlands.
Wonderful. Very cold in Cape Town, apparently extremely cold up in Gauteng, but we're eagerly waiting to hear what you have to say today.
Absolutely. Yeah, my daughter's in Gauteng at the moment, and she sent us some photos and said it's freezing. Now, Anton, what I want to touch on today is this week in the Netherlands on the 4th of May was Dode Herdenkingsdag. So this is a day on which the Dutch remember all of the persons who lost their lives during the Second World War, and particularly it's a time to remember the many, many Jewish persons who lost their lives because of the Nazi occupation of the Netherlands. Of all of the Jews in Europe, the largest number that died were from Poland, but the largest percentage of Jews that left the country were from the Netherlands. So the largest percentage that died in concentration camps, only 27% survived. Can you imagine that? So only one out of every four persons who was taken. So there is this tremendous sense amongst the Dutch people of almost a sense of guilt to say, you know, why didn't we do more? Could we have done something else? And so on the 4th of May, there's an opportunity to remember not only soldiers, but also other persons who died. And I was speaking to the minister of a local church, and he was saying, you know, Dion, it's important because, of course, as Christians, particularly from the Hebrew scriptures, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2, we are reminded to remember. And in particular, we are reminded to remember certain things. Deuteronomy says, remember the Lord your God. And then if you just search for that phrase in the Hebrew Bible, it gives you all of these different things to remember. Remember that you were once slaves in Egypt, but also remember that God delivers you. Remember that God is faithful, that even in the wilderness, he will care for you. But what's interesting was that this minister also said, you know, there does come in the New Testament also a time to forget. Now, that wonderful passage from Paul in when he's writing to the Philippians, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, where he says, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I reach out for that for which Christ has called me heavenward. So I was struck this week, particularly, Anton, by the sense that we as Christians need to remember some things and forget some things. And particularly, I think for us as South Africans, you know, we need to, at this time, we're hearing, you know, all of these issues around xenophobia and, you know, that aliens and strangers are not welcomed in our land. We need to remember for ourselves as South Africans how we were treated during the apartheid era. Many of us, myself included, received hospitality. People in other nations, you know, particularly those who were in exile, those who were part of the anti-apartheid struggle. And we've got to remember also as Christians and as churches, you know, that Jesus himself was someone who was on the margins, you know, together with Joseph and Mary, finding place in the stable in an inn, you know, the best that could be offered. So that was the one thing that that struck me. The other thing that struck me is, of course, there are also some things that I think we should forget. And some of those things have to do with the kind of bitterness that can be within us. And this, in some senses, is a little bit less structural and a bit more personal. Now, Anton, I don't know about you, but, you know, I'm an old man already. I'm in my mid-50s, and there are many things that have happened throughout my life that have left little wounds, little scars. But the Lord has taught me that by getting free of those things, by letting them go, I can move into the future with a measure of grace and freedom that not only sets me free, but that sets others free as well. So, Anton, today, standing on the platform here, watching the trains go by, I thought just to share with our listeners those two words. What is there that we should remember about God's faithfulness, his goodness, and how that allows us to treat and bless others? And what is there that we should forget about our own lives, our own past, that could stop us from living in freedom?
That's a wonderful message. Thank you very, very much. And you must have a safe travel.
Thanks, Anton. And for those who follow me on social media, I'll post a few pictures from Zurich. And always look forward to hearing from our listeners, and bless you.
Awesome. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks, my friend. God bless.
You too. Bye. Dis nou 7:15 op Radio Disa en Kaapse Kansel op hierdie donderdag die 7de Mei, the Get Up and Go Breakfast saam met my Anton Brink.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 AM. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.